The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. I don't know if you heard, but Governor Gavin Newsom decided to not approve Santa Claus's trip to California this year. Santa's sleigh is not permitted to cross into California airspace. So why won't the Santa Claus we all know and love not be landing on any Humboldt roofs, nor sliding down any dirty Eureka chimneys, and not leaving any gifts under the tree? Like everything else that is important in our lives, the answer is Sacramento. Santa Claus is in violation of the new AB 5, the bill that harshly regulates independent contractors. Santa, who pays a large number of elves to make presents for his one-night gift-giving spree, lists the elves as independent contractors because he only hires them for a limited period. Somehow, the little guys haven't unionized yet. The California Teachers Union lobby for Santa to be less judgmental because Santa demands at least some level of standards. He isn't that professor in college that gives you a C- just so you can pass the class. No, if you are naughty, you get the lump of coal. As for the State Board of Equalization, they want Santa to consider the socioeconomic status of the households he visits. So if Santa wants to access California, he better give each kid access to the same exact present so no one feels excluded and so he doesn't get sued. Even the California DMV got involved, as Santa has never paid his registration fees. Even with the depreciation, Santa's sleigh is still an expensive ride. The DMV is quite right to want their money. Santa better not even think about getting busted with an expired registration. Santa's plans to visit the other 49 states, and not California, is also the fault of how sue happy we have become. Too many millennial homeowners have filed lawsuits against Santa Claus for leaving sled marks on their roofs. Yes, with all those concerns and more, Governor Newsom decided that the new California Santa was needed. Instead of the red cap with snowball, California Santa wears a hemp beanie. Cali Santa sports a little bit of stubble on his chin, as the traditional big bushy beard is a little bit too patriarchal. This new Santa cares about what radio and TV shows you watch. If you happen to listen here to KINS 106.3 or maybe glance at Fox News from time to time, California Santa is going to give your house a pass. It's a new age, and California Santa also knows about your social media activity. He knows about those insensitive memes you've been sharing with your friends. No presents for you. And as for the cookies and milk that you leave Santa on Christmas Eve, you better make sure they are gluten-free, cannabis-infused edibles with a side of soy milk and a sprinkle of sustainably sourced, fair-trade harvested nutmeg. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.